Hi, this is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com Gospel Way Podcast. Today's episode is titled, Born Again. Now the Holy Spirit prompted me to speak on this for those who have not confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior in their heart. All right, now Jesus made it clear. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. All right, now in this reading, we're going to read from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 3 through 13. All right, this is where the Pharisee named Nicodemus was asking these questions about how can you enter into the kingdom of God. Now, as it is written, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. All right, so he was like at the top. All right, he was one of the rulers. All right, so this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Period. There's a period there. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, Jesus must have been scratching his head at this point, all right, because he's a ruler of the Jews, first of all, and he's asking a question that he knows that is impossible. All right, now watch how Jesus answered in verse 5. Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, period. All right, verse 6. Jesus is still speaking here. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. All right. Now, before we go any further, now Jesus, when he came, he said he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. All right. Now watch this now. When he was crucified at Calvary, when they pierced him, both water and blood came out. All right. So that was Jesus showing that it is finished, both the old and the new. He came to bring it all upon himself, because now you remember now, when the old prophets was walking this earth and speaking and teaching, they were being guided by Jesus. All right. So it was Jesus speaking through them. They had a walking relationship with the Lord. All right. So the old and the new, that's why it's still relevant. This is why Jesus said, if you don't believe the prophets of the old, how would you believe someone that is talking to you now? All right. So all the things that were spoken in both the old and the new is very, very relevant. All right. To us this day. Now, verse 9, watch this. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Now, remember now, the first question he made was about going into his mother's womb a second time, which, you know, that's impossible. So Jesus is like, okay, here we go. Now, Nicodemus, verse 9, answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Verse 12, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? There's a question mark there. Verse 13. No one has ascended into heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. All right. So Jesus is basically saying, unless you are born of the Spirit and confess with your mouth and believe in him, This is the way you are born again. Now, we're going to confirm what I'm saying, according to scripture, we're going to go to Book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 6 through 13. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. All right. Verse 6, as it is written, but the righteousness of faith speak in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Verse 7, or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Verse 8, well, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Period. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is exactly what he has said. That if you confess with your mouth, you have to do something. You have to step out in faith and use your voice. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved, period. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All right, so there is something that you must do. All right, so if you're saying to yourself, well, I do all these good things for people. I go to church every Sunday. You know, I consider myself to be a good person. This should be enough for me to get into heaven. My brother, my sister, if that's the way you think, you are sadly mistaken. All right, because at the end of the day, Jesus made it clear. You must confess. You must surrender the flesh that's keeping you from speaking these words. The flesh will always war against the spirit. All right, but you got to surrender yourself just as Jesus surrendered his life. He laid it down. It wasn't taken from him. He surrendered his life for us so that we can be with him for eternity. All right, now watch this now. If that's the fact and the truth, Jesus is reality. All right, so to deny him is foolishness because your body will expire. All right, it will expire. When sin came into the earth, there is an expiration date on everybody's life physically. But your spirit, it's going somewhere. It's your spirit that sustains you. It's your spirit that gets you up every morning. All right, now watch this now. If you think it's the alarm clock, there is no alarm clock on this earth that can wake you up when your number is called, period. None. Zero. That alarm clock is just to help you along the way. But when Jesus calls your number, when he calls my number, that thing can buzz and buzz and buzz. If it's your time, it's your time. All right. So it's the spirit that wakes us up every day. So you need to give thanks to the Lord every day. You need to have Jesus on your mind continually. All right. Let the Lord be magnified, who takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That's me and you. When we become part of his kingdom, when we surrender our lives, all right, you must confess. Let the Lord be magnified. All right. Praise the Lord. Give God praise. Get, you know, Jesus is worthy of our praise continually. He's worthy. I mean, you know, listen, Jesus is reality, all right? Because all this stuff will pass. It's foolishness not to speak. speak and allow him into your heart and receive him as Lord and Savior. Jesus is Lord of the Most High God. All things was created by him and through him for us. It is foolishness to deny him. I don't care what all these educated folks, atheists, whatever you want to call yourself. You were created by the Heavenly Father. You didn't descend from no ape or whatever they want to drum up to keep their fleshly thinking. That's the enemy's way from receiving the truth. All right. The word of God is truth. It's active. It's alive. It's powerful. All right. So when you're reading the word, you are seeing Jesus. You are seeing the way he thinks. You are seeing and understanding what he expects from his children. And all he made it very simple. It's not complicated. You must confess with your mouth voluntarily, because Jesus is not a thief. He's not going to break into your heart. He says, I knock at the door, waiting for you to open your heart so I can come in. All right. He's not a thief. A thief will break in and steal. All right. That's not Jesus. That's not his way. But he wants us to confess. All right. He wants us to open our hearts. He wants us to speak and say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I want you as Lord and Savior and ruler and King, which he is, King of Kings, over my life. Take control of this temple. Use it for your glory. Let me bring glory to the kingdom while I'm here on earth, because our reward is stored up there. That's where your reward is. All the things you accumulate on this earth, you're going to leave it to someone else. It's fine to enjoy the things that you enjoy. God wants us to be happy and prosperous. All right. But that's, you're not going to take it with you. You're going to take your spirit. That's the only thing that's going up. That's going to stand before him. It's your spirit. And Jesus is spirit. God is spirit. The flesh can't go up there. The flesh will decay and rot back where it came from in this earth. Just like everything else, it goes back into the soil. That includes you and me, but our spirit, your spirit being, your spirit man, your spirit woman, it will leave the body. When Jesus calls our number, your spirit is what sustains you. Let your spirit die, the flesh will follow, period. All right, so back to what this message is all about, being born again, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and Savior, as it is written in Romans 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to use your voice. When you speak God's words in the atmosphere changes. If you say nothing, expect nothing. You have to speak these words, his words. That is the only way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. That's just the way it is. Now, it's a choice. Are you going to keep walking this earth, not taking full advantage of what Jesus has left, the word of God, and speaking his words? You're taking the gamble of your life being snuffed up, because we are like the grass of the field. Here today, gone tomorrow. No one's guaranteed. Like I said, if you think your alarm clock is what wakes you up, you're sadly mistaken. It's the spirit within you. When Jesus and God is ready for us, nothing that alarm clock can do to wake you up. So, today is the day unto salvation. confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God, died for the sins of the world, is now seated at the right hand of the Father, constantly interceding. He is our mediator, constantly interceding on our behalf. And make him ruler and Lord and Savior, and follow him. Follow him. It's a beautiful thing when you follow Jesus. All things start happening in your life, positive things. Jesus will watch over you. He will guard you. He will shield you from all the snares of the enemy. You cannot lose with Jesus. It's a win-win. It's a win-win situation. Today is the day. Be born again. Confess with your mouth. Those words in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 13. And watch what Jesus does for you. Amen. And God bless.